With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting more than 200 Venezuelans who the White House alleges are gang members have been deported from the U.S. to a notorious mega jail in El Salvador. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the Trump administration did not violate a judge's written order this weekend about deporting violent migrants.
All of the planes subject to the written order of this judge departed U.S. soil, U.S. territory before the judge's written order.
But what about the verbal order, which of course carries the same legal weight as a written order, and said for the planes to turn around if they were...
Well, there's actually questions about whether a verbal order carries the same weight as a legal order, as a written order, and our lawyers are determined to ask and answer those questions in court.
Out of the 261 people deported, 137 were removed under the Alien Enemies Act. There's a boycott of American products in Europe by consumers furious over Donald Trump's policies.
Amongst the most passionate are Danes, who are seeking a way to protest Trump's threat to seize the Danish territory of Greenland. Denmark's largest supermarket chain has created a star-shaped label to mark European-made goods that are sold in their stores. The supermarket chain says the move is not a boycott, but a response to consumers demanding a way to easily avoid American-made products. Many in Denmark, France, and elsewhere in Europe are joining Facebook groups to find solidarity and exchange ideas about how to substitute their once-favorite American brands. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will speak tomorrow about a possible ceasefire in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow by 353 points, the NASDAQ rose 54, the S&P advanced 36. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom.
This one is in Wisconsin. A Christian teacher has won a settlement with a school district over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of students living as the opposite sex. Jordan Cernak was fired for rejecting the directive from the Argyle School District. Now he's being paid $20,000 in damages and says, quote, "I am grateful that there was some resolution to this matter and will continue to encourage teachers to stand up for their beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants United Nations agencies that receive or disperse U.S. funding to explain what they're spending it on. A questionnaire has been sent to the agencies, and it includes questions about a wide range of issues, including whether they provide any abortion-related services or do work on DEI or so-called gender ideology issues. This is the latest effort by President Trump to root out waste and fraud. This is SRN News. Wall Street has its second straight day of gains after massive losses earlier last week. We hear more on the day's activities in the markets from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed higher again on Wall Street as the market's roller coaster ride veers back upward. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Monday. The index is coming off its fourth straight losing week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 353 points. That's about 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. More big swings could be ahead. The Federal Reserve is announcing its latest decision on interest rates later in the week. Markets are continuing to worry about economic damage from President Donald Trump's trade war. A report on retail sales came in weaker than expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.